This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, the stench of gathering mildew in flooded homes and an estimated $300 million in crop losses are just part of the devastation in South Carolina after that storm. The governor there is calling it a once-in-a-thousand-year event. Natural disasters can alter economics of a region. 4 years ago, Central Texas went through the most devastating fires in that state's recorded history. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been reporting from Bastrop, Texas, on the longer-term consequences.
Jared Milton and his brother own close to 800 acres in a town called Smithville in Bastrop County.
You know, we'd run, there've been cattle constantly on the place since we got the place, basically.
Which has been a while. Milton says his grandfather bought the land before World War II for $6 an acre. They had a ranch house, barns, and a little office off to the side. The fire in 2011 destroyed the family home and the barns. Now Milton lives in the office. He had 60 head of beef cattle on the land, but Texas was going through one of the worst droughts on record.
I had cut the herd in half before the fire, you know, because things were so dry. But the fire just, all of a sudden, you got nothing. You know, you can't even control the cattle and keep them on the place. You know, you didn't want them up there on the highway. And so the only thing in my mind to do was to get them out of here.
The fire burned all his fences. He collected his cattle and sold them in less than a week. He says if he had been able to hold on to them for another 6 months, he would have made about $1,200 more per steer. Jan Kuchel lives down the road and works out of her home. She puts together teams to sell anti-aging vitamins. Nowadays, she spends most of her time on the internet. So when she was forced to leave her house, you might think she wouldn't be affected.
I had a lot of customers. I had a lot of people that were partners in my business that, you know, the last thing in the world they were thinking about after they lost everything and everything melted was, gosh, where am I going to get my vitamins?
In the short term, Bastrop County actually saw a boost in economic activity after the fire. The fire lasted through Labor Day weekend. Home builders and contractors were needed by year's end because folks were getting insurance checks. Debbie Denny ran the Bastrop Chamber of Commerce in 2011. She says some families just wanted to get out.
As far as homeowners, we figure that we lost at least 500 families. So that was tough. I believe we lost 82 businesses. Many rebuilt in different locations.
Like the antique store that had been in downtown as long as anyone can remember. It relocated and tries to help families get furniture for those rebuilt homes. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.